Shaw's Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. There's been some changes in the area of sustainability at Shaw. Rick Ramirez is the new VP of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs at Shaw Industries. He's on the line with us now. And, Rick, good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good to be with you.
It's also good to have you in this area. I guess you'll be relocating here.
Yes, very shortly. I'm hoping my wife and I will find a great place to live here in northern Georgia.
Well, I've been here for years and years and as a transplant, and I love it. I'm sure you will, too.
I am already enjoying it very much.
There we go. Now, you come to Shaw from Celanese. That's a company that's had some history in this floor covering business and the carpet industry in particular. Any involvement way back when with that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Celanese did have a polyester resin and fiber business for many years, which it divested. And in the cellulose acetate side, it had a filament business. It also exited that. But it gave me some good grounding for this business and what my role will be here at Shaw. It helps to understand a little bit of the raw material side to help promote some of the things we're doing here.
I gotcha. Now, this is a newly created post, the VP of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs. We're seeing this role all over the United States and the corporate world in general, I would say. Talk about what's taken place within Shaw and I guess the whole corporate world to really make this role a very important role within the organization.
Well, I think, you know, if you go back to even the beginning of Shaw over 60 years ago, it probably started with a pretty simple concept around conservation, which is probably in today's jargon sustainability. I like to think Shaw's been working a long time on these issues and really based on a set of very basic values around honesty, integrity, and hard work, and this simple concept of conservation. I think today it's certainly grown beyond simple conservation, and how we look at it here at Shaw is it's tying together the social and environmental responsibility, integrating our core values, and really driving our growth, innovation, and productivity around these concepts. But Dave, I want to emphasize something that we think that really sustainability represents our business model for positioning the company to the future. It really is all about everything we do and how we do it. So for us, it's more than just an initiative. It really is a fundamental business change on how we choose to conduct our business.
I see. Well, I guess the whole idea, I mean, it touches everybody in every department, I suppose, within Shaw and every company. Talk about your role. I mean, is part of your role just making everybody in the organization aware of, you know, of what they need to do to be involved in a sustainability effort?
I think that's a big part of it. Really, it's tying together all of the individual pieces into a much larger strategy to really help drive our business value and really our social and corporate responsibility. What we see is really founding our progress on this around three pillars. One is on corporate social responsibility and corporate governance. The second pillar has to do with our operational and environmental excellence. And our third pillar is designing and manufacturing unique products and services for our customers and consumers. So in view of that, you're right. It touches every aspect of our company, from human resources in terms of attracting and retaining the best talent for our company, to how we operate our facilities and maintain safety in those facilities for our employees, reducing energy, reducing environmental impacts, and creating products that are beneficial to our customers and consumers. So, again, having said that, it really does cross the entire enterprise. And my role, I like to think of it as being sustainability coach here at Shaw Industries. I like to think Vance Vell, our CEO, is really our chief sustainability officer. But I see my role as coach and being able to identify and prioritize the best projects and areas for us to focus on to deliver the best value for ourselves and our customers.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be everywhere all at the same time. Just talk a little bit about some of the specific functions that you'll be performing.
Well, we're going to be organizing more formally into different teams that will help to focus on these various aspects of sustainability, starting with our executive team at the level of Vance Bell, Randy Merritt, Ken Jackson, our CFO, and my boss, Hal Long, who's our Executive VP of Operations. from that level of executive team, we will be initiating and rolling out different teams that will focus on energy, environmental issues, product innovation, employee practices and community involvement, et cetera. So I'll be hoping to really facilitate all of those teams developing objectives and goals so we have specific measurements that we're accountable for achieving.
I see. So basically, when everybody does anything, whether it's in the manufacturing operation or whether it's in the office or anywhere else, I suspect sustainability, or your effort is anyway, going to be have sustainability on the front of their mind.
I hope that that awareness is going to be created even without me physically being there, and that's part of the challenge, is to create that awareness and that type of initiative in each of our employees, and to really have sustainability be part of their thinking on everything they do on a daily basis. But yes, on a corporate level, what we hope is to really collect, manage, and develop the key initiatives that are going to help drive our success forward. But as you know, there's going to be sustainability activities throughout the company daily among all of our 30,000 associates.
I gotcha. Now, when I think of sustainability in Shaw, I think of the Evergreen facility in Augusta. What's your involvement going to be with Evergreen?
Well, that's a great question, Dave, and that's clearly one of the largest investments that Shaw has made and really on this journey around sustainability. Just to remind your audience, the Evergreen facility, which we acquired from Honeywell, basically allows us to take post-consumer nylon 6 carpeting and transform it back into the chemical building block of nylon 6, which is known as caprolactam. And from that, we're able to make new nylon 6 and new carpet. And basically, it's a closed-loop recycling process. Really, it's a great demonstration and a reflection of our cradle-to-cradle philosophy. And basically, it's going to be able to provide, once it's fully operational, 100 million pounds of caprolactam for internal use for nylon 6 production. And I'll be working with that team to help continue to evolve it and organize that effort so that it really ties into our larger sustainability strategy.
I've got you. Now, retailers are also involved in the Evergreen operation, I guess some of them anyway, in terms of collecting carpet. Will you be working with retailers on a regular basis?
Well, Dave, you know, we have a great marketing, sales, and customer service team at Shaw, and certainly they'll be part of this larger initiative in terms of how we make sure we're collecting post-consumer carpet that comes back into our process and to Evergreen in the case of Nylon 6, but also to really promote and help achieve the larger initiative that the industry has to divert post-consumer carpet from our landfills. As you know, the Carpet and Rug Institute has a goal for 2012 to divert 40% of post-consumer carpet from our landfills. And Shaw, as you know, has been a leader in that effort. And working with our sales and marketing and customer service organization, we're making a big dent toward that goal. So I'll be working with them as part of this larger initiative and internal efforts that we're making to make sure that we can collect as much carpet as possible and divert it from our landfills.
It sounds like you're going to be a pretty busy guy.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to be gaining a lot of frequent flyer points with this job, as I've done in the past. But again, the whole goal is to work with these teams, the very capable people we have here at Shaw, to help really initiate and implement all of these various initiatives and programs that come under the sustainability umbrella. So luckily, I've got 30,000 real teammates to help bring this all about to great success.
Now, it wasn't so long ago, several months ago anyway, that the company announced the Shaw Green Edge program, an umbrella program, really. I think they said at that point, if my memory serves me correctly, that there were some 100 initiatives, sustainable type initiatives, that fell under that umbrella. Are you going to be overseeing all of that, or at least involved in all of that, as well as attempting to add new elements to that list?
We'll absolutely be adding to that. And I think, again, as I mentioned, the goal is to identify and prioritize the best projects to help bring the greatest value. There's always going to be thousands of projects in the pipeline. There already is. And quite frankly, we need to prioritize those that are going to bring the best value to the company. But we are collecting all of those initiatives And as you know, we're making those publicly available through our Shaw Green Edge website. And just to add a comment, our Shaw Green Edge is really the business platform by which we will, in fact, transform Shaw into a sustainable and continue to be a sustainable company. So the Shaw Green Edge is more than a program. It really is our sustainability business platform, which hopes to capture all of these initiatives and really help guide our future actions toward our journey.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation with Rick Ramirez. He's VP of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs at Shaw Industries. We'll air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.